Tefila for Life, Shir 1087, Yoim Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Nasai. Sometimes when a person is working on Tefila, we're discussing Vayivarech David, a person says, listen, Tefila is a difficult work, difficult Avodah. It's something that takes steps on steps, not something that happens overnight. I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, what's going to happen already? The Chavetz Chaim has a very powerful statement that applies to every area in Avodas Hashem, but tefillah is very, very important because we daven three times a day, and it's a shame for a person not to put a little bit of effort that can dramatically change his tefillah. This is actually relevant to what we learned on Shavuos. The Chavetz Chaim said something fascinating to explain the pasuk that Nami told Rus, Shvi biti ad asher teidin eich yipol davar. Wait to see what Boaz does. Kilo yishkoi teish kim kilo hadavar hayayim. He's not going to stop unless he does it today. And the Chavetz Chaim explains that even though a person shouldn't hurry through what he does, but after he calculated and he figured out that this is the correct thing to do, he shouldn't stop. He should do it immediately. That means a person shouldn't hurry into something. When you do something, it's not thought out, it doesn't end up working. You have to be thought out, you have to be methodical in what you do. But once you decide that this is the proper action, you should act immediately on it. And he says, what happened with Boaz? Boaz had a question. What should be? Should he marry Rus? There's a goyel that's closer. So what did he do? He immediately went to that goyel. And he saw that the goyel wasn't interested. For whatever reason, he made the calculation. He held it might have been improper, whatever it was. And immediately Boaz stood up and married Rus. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, the Chazal tell us that Boaz only lived one day. He married Rus that day and he was nifter the next day. If he would have pushed it off for one day, that would have been the end of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David came out from Boaz and Rus's marriage for one day. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, you see from here, a tremendous mussar. A person should never push anything off because you never know what's going to be tomorrow. Now, his point is not that a person should be concerned what's going to be. Oy, he's nervous, he might die tomorrow. That's not his point. His point is we have to understand the concept of Zrizus. Make the chizik today. Don't wait for tomorrow. You're about to daven. Strengthen yourself now. Now is the time to do it. If you push it off, it will never happen.